From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgians honor those killed in Tuesday's terrorist attack. The nation Wednesday held a minute of silence for the victims of three of the Islamic State attackers. Three of the men who set off the explosions in Brussels, or one of the three men, is still at large. The two other attackers, both suicide bombers, are dead. One of those two men is believed to be the bomb maker for last year's Paris attacks. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says one of the attackers had been detained by Turkey and deported to Europe, where he was released about 8 months ago. Mr. Erdogan said his government warned authorities in Belgium. Lisa Bryant reports on reaction in Brussels to the bombings.
The square outside the Brussels Stock Exchange was packed at midday as Belgians gathered to mourn the victims of Tuesday's bombings that ripped through the city's airport and a subway car. A red and white banner posted on a marble pillar of the Stock Exchange read, "United Against Hatred." A group of youngsters spray-painted, "Love is Stronger," on a door nearby. Many here are in shock. Some count loved ones among the victims. Others are searching desperately for their whereabouts. Lisa Bryant, Brussels.
The United Nations and human rights groups are calling on Egypt to stop its crackdown on rights activists. 14 international organizations, including Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, said Egyptian authorities should stop calling rights activists in for questioning, banning them from travel, and attempting to freeze their personal funds and family assets. U.S. President Barack Obama met Wednesday with Argentina's new president, Mauricio Macri. It's a sign of warming relations between the two countries. This is VOA News.